Thank you for downloading this episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and give us a rating and review on iTunes. And now, on with the show.
Shut up and sit down.
This week on JBT Pod, we go through the first returns of the 2017 All-Star Game that came out this week. There's been a lot of trade news. The J-Man and I will be talking about it all, including that Cavs-Hawks trade. Jay Crowder isn't happy with the Celtics fan. And fake news has made its way into the NBA. What effect will this have on the sports media? Also, in DP of the Week, we delve into the Russ v. Harden debate. And what is wrong with the Knicks? And finally, in this week's DBS, we discuss who the best shooting guard in the NBA is. So shut up. Sit down, because JBT is about to begin. Hello, hello, all you beautiful people across Australia and indeed across the world. My name is Nick Busink at JBT Real NJ.
Twitter.
And thank you so much for downloading this episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. You're listening to episode 12 on this Sunday, the 8th of January. And with me today, we have the J-Man J-Pod, Jack Manuel. How are we, mate?
Very good, mate. We are broadcasting live to two viewers on Periscope.
One viewer now.
Clearly what I just said, I must have just offended somehow. But we'll post this on Facebook and stuff, and we've got our Twitter handles and stuff, so if you want to take a bit of a squiz at this, Nick, you can't really see Nick.
I'm stuck behind the microphone.
So it's a lot better. You'll be looking at my pretty face rather than Nick's ugly mug. So, but Nick, happy birthday for this week, mate. Stop doing that ugly face.
Thank you. My birthday was 3 days ago. Thank you to everyone who wished me a happy birthday.
Which wasn't a lot.
It wasn't. I'm not loved, Jack. But thank you to all those who helped me celebrate it. And it was good. 23, mate. So still a little bit young.
You know what Blink-182 say about that?
No one likes you when you're
23. So, Blink, anyone, any two fans out there on Twitter, get around us. You know, we want to... No, the person's gone.
So, our one viewer left when I told them about...
We're talking about Nick's birthday. But, Nick, as a birthday present, you booked a Europe flight with your lovely missus.
Yes.
What's the go there, mate?
Two months in August. So, from August to October.
It's a long time.
Which NBA will have been started by then?
No, it'll be over. Oh, maybe the end of October.
Yeah.
It might.
So we might miss a few podcasts.
We might do a live
season.
One from London.
Yeah, but who's going to edit it?
Chaz. He's
not going to want
to
edit it.
We'll hyphenate.
We'll find out that when the time comes. But yeah, late August to late October.
Same with me.
Big tours, in London. So when you head back, I'll be staying with you. I was thinking of podcasting while over there, but then...
We'll figure it out.
I don't know how I'm going to
JBT edit. Will happen, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you worry.
JBT has... We'll find a way.
Absolutely. We always do. And Twitter, Nick. We're on Twitter.
Yes.
We're killing it on Twitter.
We are on Twitter.
You have 11 followers.
I do. I started 3 days... Four days ago or something.
And I gave you the shout-out. I noticed they gave you two extra...
Two likes.
Yeah.
So
I've got
35. Nine. Yeah, no one likes me, Jack.
But because you're
not even internet strangers like me.
Not even like Twitter booty bots that I keep getting like you. Clearly, I have something going on with me that attracts.
Or maybe you're that gullible that you'd actually click on the links.
Well, they're pretty sexy, Nick.
Yes. Yes.
But
they
enough
are.
About it. Well, my Twitter handle is @JBT @TheJManJBT, and Nick, what is yours?
@JBTRealNJ.
I'm sure we'll be plugging that at least 46 times.
Thereabouts. I think we've actually got a count on that. We'll be plugging it a lot because we want to push Twitter.
It's
a good way to reach the people. Great way to actually, because now that I'm on it, it's actually a really good way to follow celebrities because that's what they use. That is all they use.
That's all life is about, Nicholas, is celebrities.
If you want to follow anyone, bands... obviously, movie stars,
Justin
any
Bieber,
sports, any sports.
Donald Trump.
You can follow Donald Trump and laugh at him.
I was doing that all of last night. His tweets make me laugh.
But
sad.
Enough about that, Jack.
NBA news with Nick Nothing and the J-Man. Let's go.
Let's kick into some NBA news. We've got a bit of trade buzz happening in the association again.
Plenty. Yes, so that deadline
to the
happens.
End of that deadline, yep. So we've got the Nuggets fielding offers for Gallinari, Chandler, and Fareed. Thoughts on that one, Jack?
I like it, Nick. It seems to be happening quite consistently with Denver. They've got a lot of great pieces. They've got a really talented deep roster. And you can add to that Josef Nurkic, but he discounted that today. But who knows? It's not up to him at the end of the day. It's up to the owners. Yeah. But I think the most valuable piece out of those would probably be... Actually, they're all equally valuable because they're all on decent contracts. They're all... Like, you add a three-point shooter, power forward, small forward, power forward, Gallinari to any team, he's going to make them infinitely better. Chandler has a great skill set as a sixth man coming off the bench, one of the top players with, like, Lou Will, Zach Randolph. And Fareed is just...
Eric Gordon, sorry.
Yeah. And the Manimal, Fareed, he's just provides so much energy. And his contract is something that's really, I think, desirable to a lot of teams. So I think, you know, and a lot of guys could use that sort of energy guy who... You know, gets the boards and is just nonstop 100%.
What happens to the Nuggets if they lose any one of these pieces? Maybe not so much Chandler, but Gallinari and Fareed will be massive losses for this for Denver. And they're doing all right now.
Yeah,
they're pushing that eighth spot is up for grabs for anyone.
Yep.
But they're pushing for that eighth spot. And what would losing, for example, Fareed do? The Nuggets.
Yeah, it's hard to speculate, Nick, and depending on what they actually get back. Because,
of course, yeah.
I mean, we'll be talking about the Atlanta situation later. But, you know, that changes a little bit what's happening in Atlanta now. So we can't really speculate until something actually happens because these rumors have been around for so long that you can't really speculate on them. Fareed would leave a decent hole, but they have so much young talent that I don't think it leaves as big a hole if, say, a Chandler off the bench, who's probably their number one guy in terms of points and just the energy that he gives them off the bench. And a Gallinari, who is probably their best scorer and all-round best player, in my opinion, with Jokic. Is it Jokic or which one's the good one? I think it's Jokic. Nikola Jokic and Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah.
I confuse them all.
Yeah. they're both the same. Well, the same
sort of player.
Yeah.
They're both
similar players, similar names.
They're both European.
Yeah. I get it. Completely get it.
What other trade news is happening, mate? With my boys.
Well, the Nets have God, when I saw this it was amazing.
Nets Nation.
The Nets are wanting two first rounders for a trade for Brook Lopez.
And we deserve it.
You do not. What? Well, you need something.
Look,
like,
hey, let me stop you right there, Nicholas. Last night, Isaiah Whitehead and Caris LeVert had both amazing games, and they're two of our young foundation pieces. And one had a double-double, and one had a 15 game or something. And, you know, I reckon we've got a decent future with those building around those two. The rumor about the Lopez thing is just, I don't think it's going to happen because...
Of course it's not going to happen.
No, but one, because it's no one values him as a first rounder, and the contract and his durability on the floor. It's similar to like your mate Bradley Beal. Like, he's just not consistently at it. This year, I think he just fits well with us as well. Like, he's sort of like the leader with Jeremy Lin right now of this locker room, and he seems to get the best out of himself. Like, he's shooting threes.
Yeah.
He's shooting threes like there's no tomorrow. Like, you know,
he's one of the leading field goal three-point percentages of Monk's big men.
Yeah, so
next
like
to your Gasols and all that.
And plus, I've got his jersey and I've got a T-shirt. So I don't want Brook Lopez to leave, but I don't think it will. I think this is just like, you know, similar with the Denver thing. It just keeps popping up. But one thing I was surprised to see was that the Dallas Mavericks are actually listening to offers for Wesley Matthews. This is something that surprised me, Nick. Did it surprise you as much as it surprised me?
It did surprise me a lot, Jack.
How much did it surprise you, Nick?
It surprised me. I'd say as much,
much as a Kinder surprise?
As much as it surprised you, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Okay, well, Wesley Matthews has just come back from his Achilles, and he's taken a while to sort of get back to that form, say, in Portland and earlier in Dallas. But with Harrison Barnes right now, them two are their two offensive forces, and they can't win a game without one of them playing well. Wesley Matthews is one of the proven best three-point shooters in the league, one of the proven best two-way shooting guards. He can shoot three like there's lights out. He's not the, you know, your Jimmy Butler, your Paul George, but he is a proven performer. Yes, an Achilles injury is something that is a bit of a red flag, But I think if Dallas lose him, they're going to have to blow this whole thing up and build around Harrison Barnes, because then Dirk's likely to leave. He's coming off the bench. He said that he wants to come off the bench now.
Bogut's looking to leave.
Bogut's gone. We'll be speaking yep. that a bit about a little bit later in our DP of the week. But let's enough with the trade talk, Nicholas. We'll talk about that as the week goes on. But the big news of this week is that the first returns for the All-Star game are out. And Nick, we need to talk about Zaza. Simple as that.
He made number two. West.
Like Georgia. How big of a country is Georgia? Okay, while you're speaking about it, I'm going to look up the population of Georgia.
Please go. Well, Zaza Pachulia has received 440,000 votes at this point.
That is ridiculous.
I'm not sure whether, like, even American Golden State vote. I obviously don't. I'm not involved in Golden State social media specifically, but I'm not sure how many.
He has more votes than Klay Thompson. Like, he has a significant more votes than Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson has 293,000. And Zaza Pachulia has 439,000. That's 150,000 about more votes.
But that might... I'm not sure whether... Because last year he almost made
yeah,
it
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure whether Golden State social media have run along with this and just be like,
yeah,
let's get this guy in. And it's like a joke that's gone too far.
like your life. Like, oh, that was really mean. I'm sorry. Man.
Like, yeah.
Like my life. My life is a joke as well, ladies and
yes,
gents.
Yes, it is. Yeah, just the fact that he received so many more votes than your Klay Thompson. Obviously, Curry.
Who else? And look at the front court, Nick, and go through the names. He's second behind Kevin Durant.
He's second behind Kevin Durant by about 100,000 votes.
That's ridiculous. Like, he's that close to KD.
And he is in front of Kawhi Leonard by 100,000 votes.
Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, DeMarcus Cousins, Karl-Anthony Towns, LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, and Marc Gasol.
So he all is of those... higher than all of these players. If we put these names next to each other, he is above Kevin Love. He's above Dwayne Wade. He's above Klay Thompson, Chris Paul, Damian Lillard, Eric Gordon getting up there.
Oh, like
six
that.
Man. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But he is higher than all of these people.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Which,
like,
is crazy.
And I mean, the population of Georgia, Nicholas, I'm looking at it right now, is Georgia the country, by the way, 4.47 million. So
10% of the population have voted for...
Yeah,
10%. 10% has voted for Zaza Pachulia.
Pretty much.
That is a good effort.
That's a solid effort,
mate. We need to rally as Australians, and we need to NBA vote Joe Ingles.
Hashtag jingle. Hashtag jingle bells.
No, you need to NBA vote Joe Ingles. If you NBA vote Jingles, he's not going to get there,
that's
mate.
That's a good point. Sorry, my bad.
And we need to come together as a nation. What's 10% of Australia's population like? 2.3 million?
2.3 million, about that. Yeah.
2.3 million for Joe Ingles.
We can
Let's
do it,
get
mate.
It done.
We can do it. Patty Mills,
Let's
Andrew
get it
Bogut.
Done.
Let's start it. Let's get it going. Let's get like Hugh Jackman on board, Cate Blanchett, the Hemsworths.
Let's do it.
Margot Robbie. Let's make this a thing.
We're
on Periscope right now. No one's watching. But we could get the Twitter people out there. Get Joe Ingles in and around
in
there.
The All-Star game.
That's what we want, mate. That's
be beautiful.
What we
want. Anyway... Looking at the rest of the spread, I guess, you know, unsurprising, the people who have broken the 500,000 vote mark, you got your Russell Westbrook, Harden, Curry in the guards in the West, and in the East, you got Kyrie Irving breaking that 500K mark. LeBron James, Durant. But one surprise, mate.
Yes. Dwayne Wade.
For the front court.
Dwayne Wade. Well, Dwayne Wade wasn't a surprise in terms of fan vote, but yeah.
Dwayne Wade was a surprise in the little votes he got,
yeah.
I think. He got 270,000 and was second.
Yeah.
First was Kyrie Irving at 540,000. That's
still
a huge gap.
Yeah.
But the surprise in the front court in the East, 500,000 votes for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
There we go. We got it.
Yeah, he taught me because I saw it on his Twitter page.
Yeah, and 500,000 votes.
Good to see
for
that.
Him.
And he deserves it.
And coming in second
it.
There, so that is he's going to get a hell of a lot of coach love as well.
Yep.
Coach and player love.
He deserves
it. Is he a lock for starting, mate?
Yep.
For starting?
Yep, I think he is. Like in that front court, he'll just be next to LeBron James. Like, the next, I think as well, because I was watching NBA TV earlier in the week, and this whole thing about the Zaza thing and the whole maths behind it all, 50% of the vote goes to us, the fans, who really matter, me and Nick. 25% goes to media, 25% goes to players. The media and players are going to vote for people like Giannis, people like Jimmy Butler, people like Porzingis, people like Hassan Whiteside. They're not going to vote for Zaza Pachulia. So Howard Beck, I tweeted this earlier in the week, did a little bit of a rundown on NBA TV. He had it on his whiteboard. He had, so right now Zaza Pachulia is second.
Yep.
Then once the players vote, and once the 25% of the players and the 25%, which is made up by the media vote, they will have him at like 100th. So if you round that off, 100, and you average it out, so you've got 100, and then you've got he's ranked 2 right now. In the middle of that is 50th. So if he's 51st, 50th, he ain't going to make the All-Star game. So thank God, unless by some anomaly, like, because I did actually hear that Draymond Green is going to be voting for Zaza Pachulia. And it's just like, no, come on,
even if one NBA team does that. I mean, I feel that the running joke in the Golden State wasn't Zaza, though. Like, I legitimately feel that that's a lot of, like, Georgian citizens. Because Golden State have been pushing for JaVale McGee.
Tragic bronze. Let's get shacked in NBA. That's who we really want. And I think NBA memes post, it's like, the person you really want versus the person we're going to get.
Yeah.
And but we'll speak more about this as the votes keep rolling in. But, Nicholas, the uniforms came out as well, mate. And give me the word that you described them as.
Dank.
What?
One of them is dank.
Okay, Nick, for the people at home and for the older listeners that might be listening, what the heck does dank mean?
It means it's cool, it's hip. Yo.
Don't say you just completely
ruined
lost
it, yeah. When, no, they look all right. The black one, the black and red, if you haven't seen them, they're everywhere. Just Google it.
And go onto my Twitter page as well, at the JManJBT.
Yeah, it's all there. The white one looks pretty, they do look like, there's nothing flashy about them.
And I mean, it's supposed to, like, my favorite one in recent times is the New York one, because it encapsulated, like, the city. And had, like, the New York sort of skyline on it and stuff. New Orleans is, like, the party Mardi Gras city. It's all about, you know, live music, jazz music and stuff. And there's just no flair to this shit, Nick. Like,
I understand that, like, the All-Star kits in the past.
Would you buy one of those?
I wouldn't buy All-Star kits in general.
What if John Wall made it?
Maybe.
No. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd buy one if Brook Lopez made it, but not with these. These aren't cool.
I like the black and red one.
It looks
like
the Atlanta Hawks
exactly,
uniform.
And I like the Atlanta Hawks
but
uniform.
But it should, like, the All-Star uniform should be separate and, like, stand out.
I agree. It doesn't really encapsulate, because other ones in the past have encapsulated the, like you said, the flair of the city.
Exactly.
Whereas this one seems pretty stock, like, they just seems like a stock standard uniform.
Yeah.
So I understand in that one, but these jerseys are getting so much hate, and they're not that bad.
Nah.
I didn't really like last year's ones.
Yeah.
Like, they were even more, they were blander, if that's a term.
Yeah, no, blander is a term, by the way, mate.
They were just white.
Yeah.
White, and then the blue, like, block writing, that was it.
I prefer that, because at least the font stands out. But, I mean, we'll speak enough about this. I mean, I'm sure people will still buy these like crazy.
Oh, of course. Now, it's their All-Star uniform.
To the other big news of the week. Korver to the Cavs. Big news, Nick.
Yes.
Big news. So, for the people that haven't heard, what was the exact trade?
All right. So, the trade was the Cavs received Kyle Korver, the Hawks received Michael Dunleavy, and a protected 2019 first-round pick, and Mo Williams.
Who wins this trade?
Cavs.
Yeah, why?
Because they have received an amazing, amazing shooter.
He is 35, though.
Yeah, but they're not in it for the long term.
Yeah, that's right.
Cavs are not in it for the long term. LeBron has got, well, actually, LeBron is
he's probably got about
he is still a long-term player. And, like, they've traded off a young guy and their future. They've
Mike Dunleavy's quite old, Nick.
I meant the
oh, yeah, pick. The first-round pick.
Yes.
I think the protected first is the most interesting piece that Cleveland are giving off right now. So, like, if, for example, So we've got 2 years right now. In 2 years, do you still think that Cleveland will be a contender or at least a top eight contender or like in that top bracket of the East? Because that's basically what this comes down to. If Atlanta are getting this protected first round pick in 2019, is it worth it?
In 2 years, they're still going to be fighting.
Yeah.
Frickin', you can only think that Kyrie Irving
yep.
is going to get
Kevin Love.
Infinitely better. Kevin Love's not old.
Nope.
And he's playing
great
his best ball since his Minnesota days.
Yep.
Who else we got? Shumpert.
JR.
Thompson. JR.
Tristan's very young. Yeah.
Like, they've still got a young core there. Adding the absolute lights-out shooting that Korver can
He's been 40% from three. And when he's open, he gets 40, pretty much 48%. So you can imagine LeBron James is going to be getting him their most shots.
Yeah, I mean, between LeBron and Kyrie spreading the floor and getting... They already get their shooters open.
Yeah.
And you put Korver on the end of that shot and they're going down.
They're going down. Imagine Korver and J.R. Smith on the floor at the same time.
He's a 54% unguarded catch and shoot on all jumpers.
This season, yeah.
So...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's ridiculous. That includes your three point shot as well.
Kyle Korver, obviously, we need to think about him and how he actually like felt upon hearing that trade because it was a bit out of nowhere. Like I didn't see this.
He was playing.
He was literally playing.
He was playing when the trade went out.
And so after the game, they asked him, and this is via Mark Stein on Twitter. Kyle Korver was clearly emotional, but he told the press in New Orleans, from a basketball perspective, it's great. It's a great fit for me, and he knows that. It's hard to leave Atlanta behind, but it's obviously a great opportunity for me to go over to Cleveland. And all of his teammates were clearly going to miss him. You can just imagine him in the locker room. He'd just be one of those great guys. He's a very handsome dude as well.
Yeah.
Very handsome. I like his hair.
Yes. He's got
looks kind of similar to you a little bit.
Because he's thank you.
Yeah,
he's got a little bit of old because you can see the old in him.
Yeah,
but it makes him like you know you got those like old like it's like the teacher appeal.
Yeah, like me.
Mate, no, you teach primary school kids. He's got that teacher appeal. Like he looks
suave,
yeah, sophisticated. Yep. Yeah,
He's a classy looking man.
We've turned this into a looks competition.
And look, I think that Cleveland right now have a very sexy team. Tristan Thompson, good looking man. LeBron James
is sex.
He is sex on the court.
Yes,
like you know the things he does on the basketball court.
Kevin Love's not an ugly man.
Kevin Love, yeah. Kyrie Irving, they're one of the sexiest teams in the NBA. This makes them infinitely sexier. I think that's probably why David Griffin got Kyle Korver.
Would you buy a Cavs firefighters calendar?
Yes. Who wouldn't?
Not even any hesitation.
There's no hesitation to that, Nicholas. None at all.
Good for you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
But yeah, Cavs definitely win out on this trade.
Say we wait and see until 2019 and see where the Cavs are at. I'm going to be the guy who doesn't commit. But I like that you have for once. Speaking of big controversial player news as well. We had a bit of controversy happening with Jay Crowder this week, where the Boston crowd, while they were versing the Utah Jazz, were actually cheering for Gordon Hayward in the Celtics Jazz game. Nick, what's your opinion on this?
So, a bit of background to this. Hayward's is a free agent this year.
Yep.
And has been heavily linked with the Celtics. Obviously, it's not unknown news, so the Celtics fans are quite happy about this.
They're very, very passionate fans.
And they want to show him some love, and yep, they cheered for him. And Jay Crowder got understandably upset because Jay Crowder currently fills that position and is a key part of this Celtics team.
And he tweeted this after the game. And on all caps, by the way, Nicholas. And we know how that all caps on Twitter, how it comes out and the emotion. Home team fans cheering for the opposing players now. Oh, man, okay, .. SMH, shake my head. But good win, fellas, on to the next one. So we had some people respond to this, and we had some people saying, come back home to the Cavs. And then also, one person said, welcome to Boston, Jay, love it or leave it. And then Jay responded to this person, said, I have no problem leaving it. Now that is something that's stirring some feathers.
Yeah, he later apologized for that comment, but he was getting stirred up at that point, and you know, passion was there. He was quoted as saying, "Obviously, I don't want to leave Boston. Obviously, I love it here. Obviously, the fans have treated me great. No doubt about that. I still stand behind what I said and how I feel disrespected when they were cheering for Gordon Hayward. I live with that. I stand behind that 100% as a man, as a basketball player who puts my time, who puts my time away from my family into it."
I think that probably surmises basically everything.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely disrespectful. But they did the same perspective.
They did the same thing to KD last year.
But from his perspective,
because he was playing on it.
I can understand. I definitely understand why Jay Crowder would feel a bit peeved by it.
Absolutely.
Maybe not to the extent of this. I mean, that's probably a bit going too far. But
I think his quote sums it up best.
Yeah.
Post all of the emotion of the game and stuff. But
yeah, of course.
Speaking of controversial things, Nicholas, fake news has become a thing on Facebook and has influenced a political campaign and stuff. But it's spread its way to the NBA. So this one thing I saw, and one thing was Paul George to the Oklahoma City Thunder. That was making the rounds. Another fake news, and I clicked on these links, and it was clearly a fake news website. Another one that was making the rounds, Klay Thompson for Kawhi Leonard in a trade. And then today I messaged you, and what was that one, Nicholas?
Oh, I don't have the message.
It was Kevin Durant to the fucking Chicago Bulls for like Rajon Rondo and all these future picks. It doesn't make sense, Nicholas. I'm annoyed at this. I'm very pissed off.
Understandably. I mean, it's fake news. It's garbage on the internet.
Yes. And Anthony Davis as well to the Chicago Bulls. This has all happened within a week. Like, all of these news stories have become a thing within the week. Like, this isn't like this new thing. And it's been a consistent thing. Like, you know, people last year probably thought that Kevin Durant to the Golden State Warriors was a fake news thing. That obviously happened. But this is literally utter shite.
I mean, the Bulls one, which was just clearly someone taking the piss. Breaking news, trade alert. Bulls and Warriors in talks of a trade. After the loss last night to the Grizzlies, Kevin Durant has been on the trade block. Warriors are trading Kevin Durant and Steph Curry to the Bulls for Jerene Grant and a fourth-round pick and a pack of Marlboro menthols.
Oh, I love that. That one just clearly just is like a bit of bants, and we love that. At JBT. We love the JBT bands.
See, the fake news ones wouldn't put the pack of Marlboro menthols, so you wouldn't know.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, I mean...
What impact does this have, Jack? You said you were really pissed off, so...
Yeah.
What impact, like...
I think it has more of an impact on the player's psyche, and I don't like that. Like, KD was really... His whole persona has changed due to this media bullshit. And it's not like, you know, your legit reporters, like your people from ESPN and like the local sort of teams and stuff. But I think it just demeans the value of quality journalism and sports journalism, which is better than ever, by the way.
Yep.
News journalism has some ways to go. But people like Zach Lowe, Mark Stein, all the podcasts we listen to, the starters, all of this is as good as it's ever been, especially within the NBA. But I digress, Nicholas. And finally in our news this week, mate, before we move on to a little bit of a break, we have a bit of a sad moment, and do you want to tell the people what happened?
Well, the Red Mamba, Matt Bonner, has indeed retired, and there was a picture that came out with by NBA memes.
The other Mambas.
Saying, when you realize all the Mambas are now retired, in the Black Mamba being Kobe, obviously.
Yep.
The Red Mamba and the White Mamba being Brian Scalabrine.
It's a sad day for the NBA, Nicholas.
It is. There are no more snakes.
No.
Left.
We need to, like, who would be the next Mamba? I think after, like, the little tussle he had, Jordan Clarkson was saying here how he had learnt some moves from Kobe. Jordan Clarkson's not good enough. I reckon Kawhi, Russ could be a Mamba.
The Grey Mamba.
The Grey?
Because you couldn't be the Black Mamba.
No, you can't. And
the Purple
white...
Mamba?
Yeah.
But, like, the Red, White, and Black are all...
That's...
They're actual snakes.
Yeah, exactly. So we can't invent snakes here, Nicholas.
Just spray paint one purple. Yeah.
Before we go to the break, though, guys, our thoughts and prayers are with J.R. Smith and his wife and family after she prematurely gave birth to their child 5 months early. I've retweeted my love, and I mean, it's a small gesture, but thoughts and prayers with J.R. Smith, his wife, and the family. We're going to take a quick break.
You're listening to JBT Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at JBT Podcast.
Welcome back to JBT Podcast. Kick off here with the discussion points of the week, Jack. And it is no mystery that the Knicks are going through a bit of a rough patch at the moment.
Knicks suck.
Knick does suck.
No, the Knicks suck. Not you, mate.
Okay.
You're a good person.
I suck too.
You have a lot of good values and good qualities, mate.
Why are you being nice to me? It's weird.
Because we're live on Twitter. And if one person joined us, that happened. What's wrong with the Knicks, mate? What's wrong with them?
Defense, mate.
Why do you say defense?
D-Rose.
What?
No, D-Rose.
No, D-Rose has been very good.
Really good, no.
Are you got any? I mean, you're the stats man. You've surely got a stat for me, Nick.
I have a stat for you, mate.
Yes, Nicky boy, go. Hit me.
They're the sixth worst defensive rating in the league at the moment.
That is quite bad.
Trailing the likes of the Nets.
Hey, Nets. Well, I thought we were.
No, trailing the Nets. Oh, as in they're worse. Okay. Nets are worse.
Thumbs up for the Nets.
And the Blazers are worse as well. The Blazers are the worst, but they are letting in 111 points.
That's
per game.
A lot of points.
That is a lot of points, mate.
Why?
You hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah, I did. I'm good. And Jeff Hornacek had something to say this earlier in the week. He was saying that he thinks they're trying. We just might not be good enough defensively. It just reminds me of the Simpsons quote, "I can't promise I'll try, but I'll try to try.
I'll try to try."
And I mean, Melo has...
I can completely understand that, though. Like, the fact that he's saying, and I agree, I mean, the fact that he's saying...
They're just not good enough.
We're trying, they're just not good
enough. Executing, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that is, they're not a team of defensive players.
No, they're not. Kristaps actually...
Kristaps has got size, height.
Yeah. He's decent around the rim. Remember that block on Giannis the other day? That was beastly.
But you wouldn't really regard him as a...
He's not a rim protector. No, they don't have one, really. Joakim Noah...
Joakim Noah can get boards, but then, like...
Dude, he was a defensive player of the year. Like, two or three years ago, the defensive player of the year. So, clearly, they're just not getting enough out of him, I think. He needs to really step up. Whether it's he's playing through injury, he's got to step up his game.
He's got good hustle D.
His hustle D's okay, but normally he's a great rim protector, and he actually is a decent playmaker as well. He's a shadow of him former self. Whereas D Rose from Chicago, now Knicks, is revitalized.
Yeah.
A bit. But the main thing is defense. We know that. And I mean, Melo's also playing through a pretty bad shoulder injury he revealed yesterday, I believe. But he's still playing quite well.
Melo's your offensive force, though. It's like.
Yeah. Melo's not going to play. Melo's going to Bill Murray it. He ain't going to do defense.
Yeah, no, of course not.
And so, look, I think we've hit the nail on the head, mate. Defense is what does it. So, we'll move on to another big discussion point. Harden or Russ? Nick, who's your MVP?
Who's my MVP or who's better?
Who's your MVP? Let's keep it to
Harden.
That.
Harden.
Harden, why?
Wins.
Simple as that. We can move on to the next.
Let's stay on this because...
Okay.
Russ is just...
17 triple-doubles after
17th
today.
17th triple-double 17. Today. He's... an amazing man. Like, he got 15 rebounds today, and I don't put a lot of...
emphasis.
Yeah, emphasis on rebounds, because 13 were defensive.
Yeah.
How many of those were uncontested? Majority, I would say.
Probably, yeah.
Like, how many rebounds would he actually have to fight for?
He would... Look, Russell, because...
I'm not saying you wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of them.
But a lot of them would just be, they've taken the three-point, everyone's backed off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, rebounds are those things. We're talking about rebounds now. Talk
about rebounds.
Who was it? Dwight Howard had a hell of a lot of rebounds today. I'm not sure if he broke 20 or not. He had a hell of a lot of rebounds today. But their opponents
Atlanta versus the Charlotte?
Doesn't matter who. The point is, they were shooting at about 35%.
Yeah.
So if the opposing team is missing more shots, more rebounds are going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's why, like, 20 rebounds is great, but is that a clear indication on how good you are at rebounding or how shit the other team were at shooting?
I think it's a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. And I think, yeah, I agree that Harden is probably your MVP, and it's probably going to end up being the MVP unless KD does something wild or LeBron does something wild, because it's going to come from those top few seeds. And I mean, Kawhi Leonard's in the conversation as well. I'm pretty sure they'd be your top five, top six in the key MVP race right now. Russ is leading his team like no other, and he's having an historic year. And if anyone's going to do it, I think it could be him. And I'm not going to put my house on it because I will be probably homeless.
It is going to be an insanely close race towards the end. But I say Harden is the MVP because of the wins, and that is solely it. Because Russ is leading the league still from last week in field goals, attempts, missed. He is leading the league in missed.
He's taking the most,
usage rate, points, just all very important offensive stats.
Yeah. He is an offensive guard. He's not the point guard like your CP3 who is an all-rounder, but he is like the best all-round player. Probably one of the best all-round offensive players in the NBA.
Yeah, he's just not getting wins on the board.
Yeah.
Which is really unfortunate. They've had a lot of unfortunate wins losses this week as well. But yeah, I mean if it were the opposite, the same numbers but different swap teams,
yeah,
then it would definitely be Russ. It is that close. It's just a matter on the team performance at the moment that's going to separate who wins the MVP this year. And I don't agree with that, because your most valuable player could be fucking shitblow dickhead.
That's an odd name for a player.
Shitblow dickhead.
And you're pointing at Charlie, by the way.
on the 76ers.
Yeah.
But without them, they don't win. They don't get close to winning.
Nah.
Because Shitblow Dickhead is an amazing goddamn player.
Yeah.
And on a crappy team.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, we've come down to it. We're both picking Harden. But, Nicholas, let's talk about something a bit more important. Who is the most handsome coach in the NBA right now? Quinn Snyder from the Utah Jazz. He's a horribly handsome man. And Charlie, shout out to Wazzles for this one, because he brought it up. And we had quite a lengthy discussion.
Is this a discussion point?
Why not?
Does this qualify as a discussion
point? It's in there, mate. Don't worry. You're not looking at the Google Doc right. Was it Quinn Snyder? What do you got? Kenny Atkinson?
Pop?
Pop, mate. Come on.
Pop?
Just because he's an amazing man. Like, he's...
Yeah, but...
The military history. It's like, would you fuck Betty White? Like, because you just... not Stan Van Gundy. Like, we'll cross it. He's not an NBA coach for the sake of this discussion. Who's the most handsome? Quinn Snyder? Scott Brooks?
Luke Walton.
Luke Walton, yes. I've seen that man in person. He's a good-looking lad. Very good-looking lad.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's definitely my pick. He's one of the younger coaches as well.
Yeah.
But whereas your likes of Brad Stevens...
Yeah.
Looks like a 12-year-old.
He looks like a Lego.
And you wouldn't want to... I'm not going to say it.
No, do not say that, Nick.
I said it in confidence.
Yes, we'll keep it in
but
confidence.
But you're not going to, you know, 12-year-old...
But Pop.
Well, Pop's just too old,
Pop,
mate.
But Pop is just such an amazing man. And you'd, like,
it doesn't matter.
It's just, you'd say...
At the end of the day, we're just judging on sheer looks. You're not going to see freaking Pop on the cover of, you know...
GQ.
Maxim. I think
Maxim has women.
Maxim is a woman.
It's GQ, you
GQ,
idiot.
Or Men's Health. You're not going to see him on the cover of Men's Health.
You'll probably
see him in, like, a shirt on a Sears catalogue.
Yeah, and he would rock the shit out of that shirt. this was a bit of a spontaneous discussion points of the week, so let's get back to some actual basketball news. Our boy Bogey, Aussie Bogey. Adrian hit us up on the Facebook page. If Bogan is put up for trade... Thanks, Fantomato, by the way. If Bogan is put up for trade, who do you think... are going to be his likely suitors? Nick, what teams are looking out for our man Bogey?
A team that needs defense.
Such as?
And doesn't have a defensive center.
Such as?
If we look at the defensive ratings
it's
in the league.
Portland Trailblazers.
Portland Trailblazers are the worst.
And
Plumlee, you replace Bogut with rather Plumlee. No, you replace Plumlee with Bogut. There we go.
You got it out, Nicholas.
My brain just went to shit then. Okay, I'm not going to say it again because I'll screw it up. But if that happens, you're going to significantly improve that
Yeah, and
team.
I mean, the Sixers via ESPN today, he said himself he's got a valuable contract having 4 months left on it, and he's a valuable commodity to be moved. He's got a great contract.
He's said health. He wanted to move as well. Like, yeah. He's been very vocal about not liking it at Mavs, and who would?
Yeah, I mean, with what's happening right now, they're not winning.
The same as what they were when your star player is Harrison Barnes.
Yeah. And, I mean, Dirk's getting older, so it's no fun anymore.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's probably the Blazers, or maybe even the Sixers, like it's been said. But with the Blazers, they've been looking...
The Sixers have enough of... Big men.
I know, but the Celtics do as well. But I'm just reporting, mate, via ESPN. He would be the best fit for the Blazers. But
yeah,
the
definitely.
Blazers have also been rumored to be on the lookout for Tyson Chandler, who I think is basically just a better version, slightly healthier, slightly younger version of Andrew Bogut. So it depends. Either of those two would be a great fit and would probably push Portland back up in the standings because they need some defense.
Yeah, I mean, we've both agreed that Portland overachieved last year. But, you know, their defense this year is just an absolute horrible.
Yeah, terrific.
And their offense hasn't been...
The same.
Yeah.
Lillard's been
injured.
It
hasn't been the same force. I mean, the net rating is -3.
Yeah.
So they're not even letting in. And it shows in the standings. They're almost... Have they dropped out of that eighth spot yet?
I'm pretty sure
they
have.
I think
they
might have, yeah. They're not scoring more points than they're conceding, which, you know, you want to do that.
Yeah, you generally do. To win games, you need to score more points than the other team, Nicholas.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic point.
It's just basic
You
maths.
Clearly watch a lot of basketball.
I watch a lot of basketball.
But, Nick, let's move on to another sort of trade rumor that our boy Stelios has heard and hit us up on the Facebook page.
Now, I hadn't heard this rumor.
Had you? Yeah.
Because it just feels like Stelios is trying to make this rumor for himself.
No, look, it's a rumor that has taken the rounds ever since LeBron James has left and because he's best mates with Melo. There are rumors suggesting that Melo might be on his way to the Cavs with love to Miami in a three-way trade. What do you guys think of that? I think that it is the most far-fetched thing and probably belongs in a fake news segment, Stelios.
Probably saw it in a fake news segment. I mean, I don't mind like speculating about it.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just like,
yeah.
What if... If Melo went to the Cavs...
I don't think it'd be a great fit anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Melo's at the Cavs with LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, that's what matters.
I think it's more likely that CP3 would end up there, personally, because they need a point guard.
Bring CP3 there. Bring Dwayne Wade there. You got a super team.
Yeah,
all
you
the,
got
old
the,
guys.
You got the posse, as Phil Jackson
would
say.
You got the senior citizens, because
they're all old. The best, like, very good versions of being old. Like... If I'm a senior citizen, I'm like LeBron James, damn, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, that's right.
But Stelios, mate, ain't happening. The Cavs do need a point guard, but Melo just doesn't fit at all. And it's just not happening. And it's more likely that Kevin Durant's going to go to the Chicago Bulls for a fourth-round pick and a pack of Marlboro Lights. But, Nick, game of the week this week. What did you have as your game of the week? There was a good one today. I think I would probably pick... Do you want me to pick the game of the week? Because I watched a lot more basketball than you did.
You go with your game of the week because I need to find out exactly what my game of the week was because I thought I wrote it down and I didn't. And you go.
I'm going to pick the Raptors and Bulls today's game, Nicholas, because one, Jimmy Buckets went berserk and solidified his status as a possible MVP contender, if not one of the best players in the East. And it went to OT, and Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan had two clear shots at getting it done in the last sort of 7 seconds, and they couldn't nail it. And then Jimmy Buckets just went bonkers. It's just like, it's odd how in this last week he has literally just taken his game to this new level.
You could literally, for game of the week, you could literally pick any of the three games he has
just
absolutely
exploded.
Balled in.
Yeah. And I'm going to pick the Toronto Raptors game because I love watching the Raptors play basketball. I love DeRozan. I love Lowry, as Fantomato would say. So that's my game of the week, Nicky boy. Did you have another one you wanted to chuck in for old time's sake?
Yes, I did. It was the Hornets v Pistons game on my birthday. It was on my birthday.
Happy birthday. They provided some ball for you.
And that was an absolutely brilliant, brilliant game. That ended in unfortunate circumstances for Charlotte with a crazy shot.
The Bellinelli.
By Bellinelli.
Oh, that was wild.
Crazy circus shot. Inbounding the ball with about 1 second left.
No, 0.5 seconds.
0.5 seconds left. Gets the shot off. Makes it. Banks it in.
Yeah.
and then gets waved off at the end. That would have won them
and
the game.
And he rebounded,
as well.
Like, he got the, he threw it into, I can't remember who the defender was. I think it was, Morris, it might have been. And he threw it onto his back and he got it and he shot it.
Yeah.
Within 0.5 seconds. It was basically, if they had an extra 0.1 or 0.2 seconds on the clock,
would have made it.
That would have been probably the greatest finish I might have ever seen. Like, that is ridiculous, that shot.
0.5 shot, you're rushing your shooting action so
as
quick.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, the game, Pistons were up by about 14 at one point in the game.
And that's why
they clawed back with a Kemba, with Kemba absolutely balling in that last quarter.
Yeah.
And it got to that last play, he makes it, and he gets called off.
Yeah.
That was a very exciting game
for
me. So
we got two games of the week.
Two games of the week, you spoiled people.
Spoiled peasants.
Spoiled peasants.
Spoiled
getting
peasant.
Two pieces of bread for your family for the month.
That's why we're going to go to a break, because you don't deserve more basketball. More right after this.
You're listening to JBT Podcast. Be sure to head on Facebook and give us a like.
Welcome back to JBT Podcast. We've got sitting next to me a new member, Charlie Manuel.
He's a large man.
He's not going to talk much, but
Charlie. Give us something for the ladies and gents, your debut. What are you going to say to them? The peasants, what do you got for them, mate?
There you go.
There we go, Chaz Lowe. Man, a few words.
We got there. He's just here for the one-liners and to tell me how wrong I am.
I mean, he's come up with that many of our... Yeah. Chopsticks is his fault, Heiser.
Yes, it actually was. It was brilliant. anyway.
Hip-hop and hippo.
Yeah. Yep. That didn't actually make it to the podcast. Anyway. We're going to start off here with Knicks picks straight off this break. For those of you who are new to the podcast, this is where we pick a fantasy basketball team for the week just gone. And we throw in some honorable mentions there as well because, Jack?
The week is long, just like my schlong.
The week is long and there are a lot of games and it's hard to pick just one player per position.
I prefer the week is long, just like my schlong.
But that's a lie.
Oh, all right. Well then, what isn't a lie is our honorable mentions this week. Of course, who we were talking about earlier, James Harden had another triple-double against the Wizards. Trevor Booker of the Nets had a nice 17-point, 15-rebound game against the Jazz. IT4, Isaiah Thomas, had a really nice performance, 29 points and 15 assists in their win over the Utah Jazz. PG13, Paul George, had 32 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 dimes in their win over the Pistons. DeAndre Jordan, without CP3 and without Blake Griffin, in the win over Grizzlies, had an impressive 18-point, 20-rebound, 2-block game to lead the Clips. Steph Curry, name we surprisingly haven't heard a lot of this year in Knicks picks, looked like the Steph Curry of old with 35 points, including 5 three-pointers in the Warriors' win over Portland. Jeff Teague against the Nets. Seems to be like every team just dominates against the Nets. Jeff Teague against the Nets, 21 points, 7 rebounds, 15 assists, 1 block, 1 steal. And Kyle Lowry, I haven't mentioned him a lot either, but he's been balling this season. And a nice win over the Jazz, had 33 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 blocks. That was a very impressive win by the Raptors. Bobo, I don't know his full name, but I just call him Bobo from the Detroit Pistons, had a massive stat line in 22 minutes, 15 points, and 19 rebounds. Oh, what a performance from Bobo. Your boy Wallstar Nicholas had another nice performance, 18 points, 18 assists, to lead WashWiz to a win over the Wolves. There's a lot of W's in there.
There was that was actually a really good game because the Wolves did really well. They killed us in the third.
They did don't
and
win.
And then we killed them in the fourth.
They are horrific. They did the same thing again today against Utah.
But they solidified that third. They're getting better quarter by quarter. They just need to get better in the fourth now.
Fourth
and
quarter
be,
is what's
and
next.
They'll be perfect.
All right, Nick. Who are the Knicks picks of the week
right,
this week?
Knicks,
even though I picked most of them.
Knicks picks.
Knicks slash J-Man.
Knicks picks.
Nick
has a nice ring.
The
to
real
it.
JBT, J-Man.
At the one spot, we've got Russell Westbrook with his 17th triple-double for the season. He had 32 points, including 7 made three-pointers. That was actually a really, really efficient shooting performance from him today. It was today, wasn't it?
It was today.
17 rebounds as well, 11 assists, and 3 steals as well, doing it done defensively. Good on you there. Taking the two spot, we've got Austin Rivers, because he led this Clips team.
Yep,
mate.
He ran it.
The joke of the association, well, the running joke with the, you know, you're only getting minutes because
your dad loves you.
Your dad, yeah.
Yep.
He ran the team. He ran it really well. A win over the Grizz, which isn't exactly a
an easy task.
Are you happy, Magus?
28 points, 4 rebounds, and 7 assists there. Well done from Austin Rivers there. At the 3 spot, we've got Jimmy Butler having a huge 52-point game, 12 rebounds, 6 assists as well in their win over the Hornets. Jimmy G. Buckets.
What does the G stand for?
Gets.
Say it louder.
Gets.
Yeah.
G stands for gets.
Sriracha. Sriracha.
Get the hot sauce.
Get the hot sauce.
And he also had another impressive performance against
today.
The Raptors. Yeah. Coming back from 19 points down to single-handedly get them the win,
pretty
essentially.
Much.
It's been like that for the past 3 games. 42 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals in that performance.
Impressive.
Very. The power forward spot, we've got Julius Randle. Had a nice triple-double in the Lakers' impressive win over the Grizzlies.
Don't quote me on this, but I think he might have had the third most triple-doubles this year behind Russ and James Harden, because he's had a few.
Possibly, mate.
Yeah.
Didn't even give LaMarcus a shout-out. He's had an insane week.
LaMarcus Aldridge in what game?
All of them. He's got like more than 25 in all of them.
Yeah,
like
but to be a Knicks pick, you got to get 30 or a triple-double, mate. We judge him harshly here.
John Wall got it with an 18-18.
You were giving our fucking honorable mentions to Steph Curry for losing the game.
He made 35 points with 5 threes.
And missed them all in clutch.
That's KD's fault, not Steph's fault. KD is not clutch.
He adds
Steph is clutch.
Chaz is here
like
for that.
Chaz.
Chaz is here for that. And
call
at
Chad
the
from
center,
now.
We've got Miles Turner.
Cheers, Chad.
With a nice double-double, 25 points, 15 rebounds, and an impressive 5 blocks as well.
Which leads us to stat of the week, Nicholas.
Which leads me to recap Nick's picks.
Okay, sorry, mate.
Calm down, mate.
All right.
Calm down.
Stick your hand
recapping,
up me, you
we've got Russ at the point guard, Austin Rivers at shooting guard, small forward Jimmy Butler, power forward Julius Randle, and at the center Miles Turner. So those are Nick's picks for
next
this
time,
week.
Next time Chaz like calls us out, can we tell him to get out?
Get out, Chaz.
Austin Rivers looks like he eats too much gravy.
Why?
That's an odd.
That is a very odd remark. Explain. Why does he eat too much gravy?
Jack, it doesn't need explaining. He clearly looks like a man who eats too much gravy.
All right, let's go to our stat of the week. Nickly boy, what do you got for us?
His dad looks like he gives him too much gravy.
He probably doesn't live with his dad, Chaz. Far out.
Anyway.
This was a bad idea.
It was your idea. The center of Nick's picks, Miles Turner, joined some very special company.
Illustrious.
With his performance in that game where he had the 5 blocks. And the stat is 25 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 blocks in a single game from players 20 years or younger in the past 30 years.
Who else has done it?
To 4 names.
Go.
Including Miles Turner. We've got Karl Anthony Towns.
Meow.
Absolutely brilliant last year. Anthony Davis.
Needs a wax.
He does, just straight between the eyebrows, but then he loses the nickname.
He loses the brow.
You lose your nickname. And Shaq.
The genie.
The Shaq.
Shaq. And I mean, Shaq's done it 5 times. But to be in the same big man company as probably 3 of the best... What, 3 of the
well,
best...
Well, he's projected to be an insane center as well.
Yeah,
like,
Miles Turner's a killer.
It's not unsurprising that he is in amongst these lists... Well, Shaq's not young. Shaq's very
but
old.
But
Shaq
time,
was young when he was 20.
Everyone was young at one stage, Nicholas.
So, yeah, to be part of this company, it's good times ahead for Miles Turner and a good stat there. So, which leads us to our most interesting segment. I guess Chaz can have a bit of fun here.
Because he was part of this a little bit when we were doing these sort of things.
Yep. Brings us to Jack's random off-topic for the week.
Nicky boy, this week... Last week, we had the controversial potatoes. It was the talk of Twitter. I'm sure it was trending somewhere at some stage.
Andrew, my brother had some harsh words to say because he's a big advocate of roasted potatoes.
Yeah, he's wrong.
And he is wrong.
Yeah.
And, we had them third behind fries and mashed because mashed is goat of the potato world.
Yeah, mashed is goat.
Yeah, see Wazzles? Chaz disagree.
Wazzles, what do you got?
He's an advocate of the fry.
Well, can you put chili and cheese on mash?
Ooh.
You could, but you can put like garlic garlic butter. But it's
you
like
also do that on fries.
You can't put butter on fries.
Yeah,
you can fry them in butter.
Oh, do not do
that. How have I not done this
before? Nick, do not do that. We do not want you to have cancer and die before episode 13.
Why
would
you get cancer?
I don't know.
KFC used to use animal fat, like the oil used to come in big hard blocks and you used to have to melt it until they changed to canola oil.
Hashtag healthy times at KFC.
I don't think it was canola oil, vegetable oil. But yeah, and they fried in that.
Nice.
But I want to deep fry chips in butter.
All right, well,
are we doing this?
You and Chaz can do it. I'm sure.
Oh, you're gonna need a lot of butter.
Yeah, we'll probably need a fair or a little amount of chips. Maybe just test it out on one.
But no, you need a lot of butter.
Speaking of outrageous, stupid topics, we've got BuzzFeed quizzes, Nicholas. Now we are addicted to these things. Now after the other day, we jumped on it. So we've got the first one that I've got for you, Nick. I'm gonna read it out. It's trending right now on BuzzFeed. Chaz, you can join in as well, mate. Which potato dish are you? Let's go through the questions. What would make you most happy right now, Nick? Getting some sleep, eating some food, having sex, reading a book, working out or running, watching some TV, sweet, sweet revenge, or being with your friends or family, which you are right now, or drugs and booze. You wouldn't have sex because, I mean, I don't think Chelsea would get anywhere near what you've got.
No, so I'd have to eat some food.
All right, done, you fat bastard. Let's keep going.
Chaz, you'd be drugs, would you?
Chaz is getting high off some cocaine. Nick, are you nude right now? Yes. Wait.
Quite literally, right now.
Like, where
am I? Am I nude, people?
Are you nude right now? Yes, I am totally nude. No, I'm fully clothed. I wish, buddy, nude from the waist down. We can't see your pants. We know you don't like your pants. You're topless. You're only wearing a hat. That is an interesting look. You're never nude. I can either confirm or deny my nudity, or you wish perv.
Well, you wish perv, mate.
All right, let's go with that one. I wish I was nude right now, but it'd be weird with my brother and his best friend to be nude. So,
I'm never nude.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time. Probably the last time I saw Charlie nude was when I was like 2 years old.
That's
a
weird thing to say. That's a very strange thing to say.
We are brothers, and I am not Lena Dunham. I'm sorry for that. The time has come to select a cartoon character, Nick. This is a big one. Flame Princess, Amethyst, Viktor Nikiforov, no idea who that is, Bob from Minions, Judy Hopps, Dory, Robin Hood, Mona, or Garfield?
They're all horrible.
Hey, don't hate on Garfield, mate.
No, but they're all bad picks.
You have not seen on Mona. Hey, Dory's all right.
It's Moana. Illiterate monkey.
Hey, don't bring some
hairless ape.
That's not nice.
I'd be Dory.
You're Dory? Yeah, I think you'd be more of a Garfield.
You are Garfield, though.
I know, you're a lasagna.
I do love lasagna. I hate Mondays.
I was about to say. Choose a song by the rock band Counting Crows. Mr. Jones, round here. And it begins, a long December, have you seen me lately? Hanging around, Rain King, Angels of the Silence. What the fuck? I don't know this band.
I do know this band.
I
Mr.
know
Jones.
It, but I don't know any of the songs.
Mr. Jones and me.
I didn't even know. What the fuck? I don't know this band. That'd be my answer. Stop singing. I'll move on to the next question. What will be your catchphrase this year, Nicholas? Let's get it back. We're going to coin Nick Nothings, the real NJ's catchphrase on Twitter. What will be your catchphrase this year? Gotta gobble gobble. I like
gotta
that.
Gotta gobble gobble.
Gotta gobble gobble. Give me everything I want. I'm the daddy now. That is very weird. You can't have my stuff. Okay. He probably said that to Chaz. I've got a borf. What's I've got a borf?
I've gone a borf.
What's borf?
What's I've?
I have.
What's I've?
I have gone a borf.
Thy will be done, jackass. Daddy says I'm fleek. Let's hit the showers, gents. Hysterical crying.
I'd say Daddy says I'm fleek.
That is disgusting. I'd probably say Daddy says I'm dank would be more your thing.
Dank.
Yeah. Let's hit the shower, gents.
Yeah, that's
I like gotta
one.
Gobble gobble. I'm sticking with
that's
that.
That's random.
And it's now time for you to choose a random dude.
Just a random dude?
Brad Michaels from Poison. Definitely Dave Navarro from Jade's Addiction. Shaggy Too Dope from Insane Clown Posse. Adam Duritz from Counting Crows. Butterbean. Howie Mandel. Chris Angel, who is the mind freak. Chad Carter Gray from Mudvayne. Never who the fuck they are. And of course, everyone's favorite, Kid Rock. Who'll probably be
everyone's favorite.
He's Donald Trump. He'll probably be performing at the inauguration, mate. Who you got?
That's a hard one.
I'd choose Brett Michaels because of Rock of Love. Great show. Chaz, back me up on this. We watched the first two seasons.
Is that what the guy from Counting Crows looks like?
He's an ugly man.
Apparently.
Nick, who you got?
I don't know. Chris Angel's a wanker. Let's choose him.
He's a mind freak. What is your greatest fear, Nicholas? You'll never find love. I shouldn't laugh at that. losing my toes, being trapped in a painting. That's an odd one. Laser bears. Ooh, I'd prefer a laser shark.
Sharks with freaking laser beams in their freaking heads.
public speaking, creepy crawlies, the Bilderberg group, whatever the fuck that is. Letting down daddy. That's some fucked up shit. And I'm living it right now, pal.
My greatest fear is my current life, essentially.
And Nick, what is it?
I'd have to go probably being trapped in a painting.
That'd be weird. Why is that your greatest fear, though? Like, the weird one.
Because it's a sense of claustrophobia in there as well. It's like being buried alive.
Yeah, okay. And
it's like nothing. But what about
if you were on like one of the Harry Potter paintings where you could actually move and you were a part of the world and stuff?
And like move from painting to painting. Yeah. Well, that's not what it said, mate. It's like, what's your biggest fear? Is being trapped in a painting.
Nick, which potato dish are you? Give me a... Chaz, give me a Nick's DR.
Drum roll.
What's a DR?
He doesn't listen to the podcast. He doesn't know. All right, Nick, which potato dish are you? You got... French fries. You're upbeat and friendly. No, he's not. And pretty much everyone loves you. No one loves him. Sometimes you worry about being basic. Yes, he's a basic bitch. But you're not basic. You're perfect.
Oh,
slash
BuzzFeed thinks basic. I'm perfect.
All right, Nick.
Well, Chaz, I did you while we were doing this at the same time. And you got hash browns.
Ooh.
You're strong and sturdy. And both physically and... you're strong and sturdy both physically and emotionally. People often look to you for wisdom and support. I'd have to disagree with that second term. No one looks at you for wisdom, but yes, that was our off topic of the week. It had a little bit to do with potatoes.
Yes, we incorporated the potatoes.
Yeah, so it was a bit of bants there.
And for those that aren't about it, get on the BuzzFeed quizzes. I'm about to, or during the break, doing Are You Warm-Hearted or a Cold-Hearted Bitch? We'll be right back.
You're listening to JBT Podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes.
Welcome back to JBT Podcast. We'll kick off here, Jack.
Go.
If you don't mind.
I do.
With our social media section. Bit of a short one. We did mention a lot of our social media involvement in the DP of the week.
Yeah. That's what we're changing.
So, yeah, just keep that coming in. We love your posts on Facebook and Twitter. Some questions that you want us to chat about. We love it. But we're more on the Twitter these days, Jack.
We're on it. We're around it.
Currently being this podcast being live streamed. Again, apologies for the long podcast. It has run a bit over time, but we are
our bands has gotten out of control, especially with those potatoes.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. But I am on Twitter at JBTRealNJ.
And I am at the J-Man JBT. Capital T. Capital J, capital
I don't think
M.
The capitals makes a difference.
Oh, probably does or doesn't. I don't know. I've been on Twitter that long, but I have 35 followers and 90 tweets, and you know, I'm posting straight fire, ladies and gents.
He's getting up there. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, follow us on Twitter because we'll be it's pretty much we'll be doing kind of commentary during the games. Yep. Like what we'll be watching, we try to be active during the games and repost some stuff that we see. So we're pretty active during there. So
absolutely,
chuck us a follow.
Follow us on Facebook and if you want to as well. But Twitter well. Is the number one right now. Get yep. around Twitter.
All right, so we'll get stuck in with DPS, mate. So those of you who are new to the podcast, DBF stands for Drop, Bench, and Start.
Yep.
So essentially, we give you three names, we'll discuss who we drop, who we bench, and who we start in a single team.
Good.
Who we got and for this one is inspired by...
Potatoes.
The best shooting guards and potatoes in the league.
Who's the best potatoes in the league, Nick? And who's the best shooting guards?
All right. We love...
Ooh, shots fired.
We love potatoes here. So we're DBSing DeMar DeRozan.
Yep.
CJ McCollum.
No, not CJ McCollum. Clay Thompson, mate.
Clay Thompson.
DeMar DeRozan, Clay Thompson, and...
A baked potato.
A baked potato. Nick, DBS, who you got?
How baked is it?
How bad?
Yeah, see, this is like, is it 420 baked?
What?
Get it? Baked?
Nick, you've I don't think you've ever touched a joint in your life.
Not
mate.
A joint.
Have you done a bong or something?
I'm not willing to disclose that on public.
Lipton iced tea.
Hey! Get the bit of a Lipton iced tea, ladies.
Anyway, yeah. Drink your bong. Is it sad that I wouldn't be dropping the baked potato?
I've got reasons.
Provide the reasons. Nicholas.
I've got reasons. All right, so I'm dropping Klay Thompson.
You're dropping Klay Thompson for a the best potato. Two-way shooting guard in the league with Jimmy Butler. Why?
For a baked potato.
Why is the baked potato better than Klay Thompson?
Can you eat Klay Thompson? No.
What?
I feel a baked potato can offer defense.
It can, but so can Klay Thompson. What can?
Yeah,
the,
but DeMar, it's the choice of whether DeMar DeRozan.
His offensive prowess.
Yes, because his offensive prowess is better than better consistently than Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
And then on the defensive end, the baked potato can like make you slip and stuff without giving away tech.
That's more mashed potatoes.
If you
potatoes.
Can intentionally... if you step on a baked potato, you're still skidding.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll go, yeah.
Skin off. If it's skin off...
Skin off.
Then it's just going to... It's just... It's going to lose its shape and
Are
form.
Are there any fillings... Then, in the baked potato.
See, if you've got like
cream,
if you've
sour
got like
cream.
Sour cream,
yep.
It's gonna make it extra slippery.
Yep, true. Is there like an avocado or cheese? Cheese will make it slippery, or would that make it more sticky?
Cheese would make it sticky so you couldn't jump off the floor.
Ah.
And you gotta think, all of this stuff is, you know, all this stuff is getting stuck in the little grooves of their basketball shoes.
We haven't talked about basketball in like the past 15 minutes, and we're an Adjustable Things podcast, aren't we?
A potato's a ball. It's ball shaped.
It's ball shaped, yes.
But I am dropping Klay Thompson.
Okay.
Only because DeMar DeRozan is
better
superior in this.
Are you benching DeMar DeRozan?
I'm not starting a baked potato, mate. I am not starting a baked potato. I need offense when I start.
Yeah,
I need defense to hold that lead.
Yeah, I feel like the baked potato is probably like the opposite of Bill Murray. It only does defense.
It quite literally can only stand there.
Unless
it would get a lot of offensive fouls.
Yeah,
it literally cannot
move.
It
could take a charge well as well.
It can't move, Jack.
Yeah, you just put
That's why it would take
a charge. You'd put it just in front of the protected area. What's it called?
And then they try to Euro...
Restricted area.
Yep. And they try to Euro step it, but they step on it and they slip. And it's like, offensive foul, you crushed the guy.
And I mean, with the NBA refs these days, they'll probably allow it somehow to have a baked potato on the court. Who knows?
Have your baked potato as your number five.
Yeah.
Massive rim
Where
protector.
Where would the baked... That's a rim protector? Nah, it's got a...
Rim
it's,
protector.
It's protecting,
he guards that rim.
Nah, it's
because
protecting the outside.
People can't get to it because they can't jump over it. They get stuck in the cheese. They slip over the sour cream.
Yep. Who's a better... oh my God. Who's a better rim protector out of DeAndre Jordan and a baked potato?
See, now these are the questions that keep me up at night.
These are the questions that keep us up at night.
Anyway, who have you got?
All right.
Are you dropping the baked potato?
No, I'm dropping the baked potato,
You're
mate.
You're doing the dirty.
Yeah, I can't help it, mate. I'm not a big baked potato fan, and I just don't...
You're not eating it. You're not eating your teammate.
Well, I feel like if it didn't perform well enough, I would. And I would do that to any teammate.
Instead of putting Gatorade on your coach, you just...
Throw the baked potato at it. And I'm gonna bench Klay, because I think if a guy can get 60 points in 90 seconds, then who knows what he can do coming off the bench. And I'm gonna start DeMar DeRozan, because for me right now, if you want to call Jimmy Butler a shooting guard, I think DeMar DeRozan is probably your first team shooting guard. And I think it's simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. We've spoken enough about potatoes and ball for this week.
Wait, you are aware he wasn't on the field for 90 seconds. He has to be on the field for longer than
90
seconds.
It was 90 seconds per possession.
It doesn't matter. He's got the ball.
You can't put him out there for 90 seconds and say gets 60 points.
The point is he got
He played 29 minutes anyway. That's like off the bench minutes anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Nick, give us the outro, because we've spoken far too much this week.
Again, apologies for the long podcast. We kind of carried away this podcast.
It was a bit wild.
Just as ever, guys, thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of Just Ball Things NBA podcast. You can find us on iTunes or any decent pod center. And remember to rate and review the show, because it'll help other people find us and help add to the conversation. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can hit us up on Twitter at JBT Podcast.
Yep.
We've also got our own personal Twitter handles at JBT Real NJ and
at the J-Man JBT.
Beautiful. Or using the hashtag JBT Pod. You can reach us on Facebook at JBT Podcast. Sorry, at Facebook.com/JBT Podcast or on Instagram at JBT Pod. And you can also hit us through email at JBTPodcast@gmail.com. And remember, it is you guys that make this show great. So we appreciate any and every post heading our way.
So until next week,
keep balling, superstars.